Good evening. You know what? It's Hannah. I'm going to hang up and redial because for some reason I don't have enough sound.
No problem.
Okay, it's Hannah, and I'm back.
Is it any better?
Yes. I think
good. Okay. Well, I hope everything was all right yesterday.
Yes, what happened? The time just got away from me. I was baking, and it didn't seem like it was 6:30, and I was in the kitchen where my clock is on the stove, you know, in the microwave. When I looked up, it was 7, so time just got away with me.
Understand. Well, what we did was I haven't even started preparing Section 34. But I have completed Section 35 and part of 36. So we went forward yesterday and we completed Section 35. And today I prepared part of 34, so that's where we're starting today.
Okay, well, I had us as in still in 33. We had just started 33. 349 was the... Y'all got to all of that in one day?
We got all of 35 in one day.
And well, we didn't finish 33. Okay, I'll just do whatever you say. So where are you now?
No, we did finish 33. That was another day you missed because Tony went someplace.
Okay.
Malka.
All right. So, hello.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening. Good evening.
So we're starting Section 34 today.
Okay.
And it's starting with verse 357. Which any food shabri fu ishkinte bit hilu or himu uthilu uthilu or himu. Leakta lishem yudhe bavate. The Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanunei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanuneihu. Pasuk 357 in Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Section 34. Vayhi Avram ben Tishin Shana Wegomer Rabbi Asei Petach We amech kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu eretz v'gomer zakarin inun Yisrael mikol she'ar amin dekut shabarichu karalon tzadikim betanya me'av yezrin V'chamesh alfei ma'arei t'gadfin T'yazlin v'tasin Kol alma v'shamin Kala v'yachadin Le'yad v'ha'u kala. The translation. And when Avram was 99 years old, Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion by quoting, "Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Happy is Israel above all other nations, because the Holy One, blessed be He, called its people righteous. But we have learned that there are 125,000 winged creatures roaming the world ready to hear and receive the voice." My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. All the numbers in the Torah, which includes the Zohar, have multiple meanings. Whenever the number is expressed in thousands, it relates to the Sephirah of Chochmah. 125 is the gematria of the word Kohanim, which is meanings translates as priests. So one connection to the 125,000 is to Chesed of Chochmah. Voice connects to the Sephirah of Bina. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Who are the winged creatures?
Birds, but they're actually angels.
Okay, to me it seemed like that last sentence didn't fit the rest of the paragraph. I don't see the connection between the two.
Between the paragraph and the word voice and the idea of Bina?
Abraham being 99 and that the Jewish people are righteous, and then all of a sudden there's this other sentence that to me seems disconnected, which I know there's unity and there's meaning there. I just kind of found that rather strange. I'm missing something. Unless their meaning, receive the voice, means receiving the words that are being said, that your peoples also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever. I know in Pirkei Avot, almost every chapter will say that Israel is righteous.
Do you remember studying in the Zohar the word voice? What's the difference?
I remember Bakol, Bakol is a voice.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And what level is Bakol?
Well, I would think that would be Bina.
Oh, Kol is Bina, Bakol is Malchut. The daughter of the voice is Malchut. But the voice represents Bina. So you have 125,000 angels, but it's really telling us that we're connecting to Chesed because the Kohanim are connected to Chesed. We're connecting to Chesed of Chochmah. And Chochmah is always connected to Bina.
Bina.
So we have to have some connection to Bina in the verse. And that's why it seems like it doesn't belong, but it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a thought.
Go ahead.
We discussed some time back as to why Abraham did not elevate Diot because he wanted to have.
You're breaking up, so please.
Okay. Hang on.
Say it again.
Okay. We spoke of Abraham in the past about not being elevated up to Da'at because he wanted the priesthood. That's where he was wanted to elevate himself. So in saying that, the 125,000 angels, but my thought pattern goes to they will always inherit the land and the Kohanim. So with those two remarks, it's speaking that Abraham's descendants will always be Kohanim in the land.
That's very good. It's a good thought.
With the 25, even though it's been with 1,000 would represent the five worlds as well, 5 times 5 to be 25.
That's correct.
So the voice followed through all the worlds down to Malkuth. Is that what it's trying to do? Is that another thought?
Not yet. We're still in the upper world.
Okay.
But let's understand why it says 99, because I didn't write about that.
Okay.
And I'm looking up.
Is that lacking just one from being 100 to be 10 times 10 to be complete?
Where does the 99 come from? Did you talk about that a few minutes ago?
No, but we haven't ever talked about 99 that I remember.
Okay.
But Abraham is 99 when Sarah gets pregnant.
Oh, okay.
So 99 is the gematria of the Hebrew word that translates as host, Tzva'o, or his host.
Okay, Tzva'o, yeah.
And it means also the window. Chalon is a gematria of 99. The hunt, this is interesting, the Abinu, our father teaches, teaching our father, with our father. All fits into the verse somewhere, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It means the child, the children, Hayeladim, the children. Shall I take the next verse? Or are we still staying here?
Well, I always like looking at who's speaking. So it's Rabbi Yossi. We know Yossi's pet name for Joseph. I was seeing if there was anything else.
But Yosef is always connected to your son.
Mm-hmm.
So what does 99 mean again?
Well, it's on its surface level, it's reminding you that Abraham was 99 when Sarah got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But on another level, it means the children. It means the his host. Referring to the Hashem Tzva'ot. It means the window. So all of these words in Hebrew have the gematria 99. So in a given sentence, you could substitute any one of those words.
Okay.
So you could say Avram was looking through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Or Avram is one of the children. Nechila means, Nechala means inheritance. So this is Avram's inheritance, is the connection to the 100, $125,000.
Okay. That's what I would think.
And also inheriting the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They inherit the land because they're righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also they're inheriting the land eternally, forever.
Right.
It's a very intriguing verse. A lot of different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We ready to go on?
I'm wondering if in all of that, if it isn't a hint. I'm wondering if it also isn't a hint. I lost my train of thought when I was rereading it quickly.
It'll come.
Let's go on if Falco's ready, and maybe it'll come back to me.
Verse 358. Kimadetaninan leit lach mila, bialma de leit la kala. Yazlal utai isa barkia viachadin la mare tagadfin bisalkin ahu kala bidainu bidainin la hein latav hein levish diktiv ki of Hashemayim Yolich et Hakolik Omer. The translation, as we have learned, everything in the world has a voice, which floats and flies in the firmament, where those winged creatures catch it and carry it aloft to Mayim Nukvim, female waters, or male and female, to be judged to good or to evil, as it is written, for the bird of heaven shall carry the sound, and that which has wings shall tell the matter. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. The chirping of birds relate to the voices and the announcements coming from heaven. Remember, Mayim Nukvim relates to human activity. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I thought of the word that I couldn't remember just a while ago, and it was the idea of, is it also hinting to condition of whatever the voice, not only who's hearing the voice, but what the voice is saying? And I always think of righteousness as following the mitzvot. So that was what I was trying to put together a while ago. But I lost my word condition. And it was hinting possibly as conditional. What the voice is saying, and whether we're doing our works, the mitzvot of what's being spoken.
That's all correct. All good. righteousness is malchut, whereas righteous is Zeranitin.
Well, I think in one of the classes we came across the idea that the angels had specific jobs to do, but then Hashem, I don't want to say put a stop to it, but it was now put upon the children of Israel.
That is correct.
I'm thinking of when we do the Kedusha, you know. Okay, we had always learned that that was the angels' job, that we were joining the angels. But from that study, I don't remember which class it was, but it wasn't too long ago, it was the idea that the angels couldn't act until we acted, which is the mind, the female waters, you know. It's like when we light candles on Friday night, when we light our candles, we bring Bina down to Malkut. But if we don't have someone to answer amen to our blessing, it's not going to rise to be returning light.
Correct.
At least that's kind of, you know, so anyway, that's my thoughts. I like when it states that everything in the world has a voice. We've learned that from the animals and the plants, and that everything is singing. Everything in creation is singing and has a message. You know?
About out of time, so we don't have enough to go on. So,
okay.
And tonight's class is a Tikkun Zohar class.
Okay.
So, you all have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.